How respite care for mental health prevents caregiver burnout. Key takeaways: respite care gives carers a planned, temporary break from their caring role while the person they support continues to receive quality care from trained professionals. Mental health respite care is specifically tailored to the needs of people living with mental health conditions, going beyond standard respite to include emotional, psychological, and behavioral support. Caregiver burnout is a serious and growing concern in the UK. Over a third of unpaid carers now report having a bad or very bad mental health crisis, up from 27% the previous year. Respite care actively reduces the risk of burnout by providing regular relief, reducing emotional exhaustion, and helping carers maintain their own health and well-being. What is respite care? Respite care is temporary care provided to support a person's needs, allowing their regular carer to take a break from caring responsibilities. It can last from a few hours to several weeks, and can be arranged in a variety of settings depending on what best suits the person receiving care and the carer needing relief. The aim is to give carers the space and time to take a short break, rest, recover, and attend to their own needs, while ensuring the person they care for continues to receive consistent, appropriate support. Respite care is not a last resort or a sign that a carer is struggling. It is a recognized and recommended part of sustainable long-term care. It is also covered in the Care Act 2014. Which states that carers in England have a legal right to a carer's assessment to determine whether respite care is needed and how it might be funded. Local councils may provide partial financial support or fully fund respite services for those who meet the assessment criteria. What does mental health respite care involve? Mental health respite care goes beyond standard respite provision. It is specifically designed for children and adults with mental health needs, delivered by staff who understand how those conditions affect behavior, communication, and daily functioning. For a person living with a serious or enduring mental health condition, the transition to temporary care, even for a short period, requires careful preparation. Mental health respite services are delivered by support workers and clinicians. With relevant training and experience in complex mental health, who can maintain routines, manage risks, respond appropriately to changes in presentation. This might include people living with conditions such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, or complex trauma. The specific support provided during a mental health respite placement will vary depending on the person's care plan and needs. It typically includes personal care and daily living support, structured activities that promote engagement and well-being, medication oversight and monitoring, emotional support and therapeutic conversation, observation of any changes in mental state that should be communicated to the wider care team. Some respite placements also provide a step-down function, supporting someone who has recently left an inpatient setting before they return fully to their home environment. The goal is continuity, ensuring the person doesn't experience deterioration as a result of the change, and that the carer can return to their role feeling rested rather than guilty. Why respite care is important for mental health? The importance of respite care in the mental health context extends in two directions. It protects the well-being of the person receiving care. It sustains the mental health of the person providing it. Neither can be separated from the other. When carers are exhausted, distressed, or burnt out, the quality and consistency of the care they provide is affected. Recognizing this is not a criticism of carers. Instead, it is an acknowledgement of the very real human need for self-care before taking care of others. The emotional toll of caring. Caring for someone with a mental health condition carries a significant emotional weight that accumulates over time, particularly when family members have little opportunity to step back from their loved ones. These are the people who are constantly attuned to the needs and distress of someone else, often at the expense of their own. Caring for a person with a mental health condition can involve managing crisis situations, navigating unpredictable behavior, absorbing emotional distress, carrying a persistent sense of responsibility that does not switch off at the end of the day. Over time, this sustained exposure to another person's challenges, without sufficient recovery time, erodes emotional resilience and takes a serious toll on a carer's own mental health and physical well-being. The risk of caregiver burnout. Caregiver burnout is a state of profound physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion. One that develops gradually when the demands of a caring role consistently exceed a carer's capacity to recover. Burnout doesn't arrive suddenly. It builds through months or years of emotional depletion, disrupted sleep, social isolation, the steady erosion of a carer's sense of identity outside their caring role. By the time it becomes visible, it has often already begun to affect the quality of care being provided, the carer's relationships, and their long-term physical health. How respite care helps prevent burnout. Respite care prevents burnout by giving carers regular, reliable time away from their caring responsibilities. They need this time to rest, reconnect with themselves and others, and rebuild the emotional reserves that caring, as such, depletes. The relationship between rest and resilience is well known. Carers who take regular breaks are better able to manage stress, maintain emotional regulation, sustain their caring role over a longer period. Respite care also reduces the isolation that many carers experience by creating space for social connection, personal interests, and self-care that frequently gets set aside. Types of mental health respite care in the UK. Mental health respite care in the UK is available in several forms, and the most appropriate option will depend on the needs of the person being supported, the length of break required, and the preferences of both the carer and the person. In-home respite care. In-home respite care involves a trained support worker or carer visiting the person's home to provide care and support. This approach allows the regular carer to take a break without the person needing to move to a different environment. This option works best for people whose mental health is closely tied to the familiarity and stability of their home environment. Disruption to surroundings and routine can be a significant trigger for some mental health conditions, and in-home care minimizes that risk while still giving the regular carer meaningful time away. Support can be arranged for a few hours at home, overnight, or over multiple days, depending on the needs. In-home respite care is often the preferred starting point for families trying respite care for the first time, as it allows the person to remain in a familiar setting with their routines largely intact. Residential respite services. Residential respite care provides a short-term stay in a specialist care facility, offering a safe, supported environment outside the home while the regular carer takes an extended break. For people living with ongoing mental health conditions, residential respite facilities offer 24-hour staffing, structured daily activities, medication management, presence of clinically trained professionals who can respond to changes in presentation. Some residential respite services operate as step-down facilities, supporting people transitioning out of inpatient care before returning fully to community living. Short stays in residential settings can range from a weekend to several weeks and can provide carers with the peace of mind needed to take genuine rest, knowing that the person they care for is in a safe, appropriate, and professionally managed environment. Day services and community support. Day services and community-based respite programs give carers regular, planned breaks during the day, while providing the person they support with structured activities, social connection, and professional support in a community setting. These services vary widely in their focus and format, from therapeutic group programs and social activity sessions to more clinically focused community mental health support. Day care centers are particularly valuable for carers who need consistent, regular breaks built into the week rather than a one-off period of relief. They also carry meaningful benefits for the person receiving care: access to peer connection, stimulating activities and options for learning new skills, and professional oversight that can complement what is available at home. In some areas, crisis houses and sanctuaries provide similar short-term support for people who are experiencing a period of acute mental health difficulty, offering a community-based alternative to hospital admission. Who can benefit from respite care? Anyone who provides regular, ongoing care to a person living with a mental health condition can benefit from respite, whether they are a family member, an unpaid carer, a friend, or a support worker carrying a heavy caseload. The need for respite is not determined by the intensity of the caring role alone, but by the cumulative effect it has on the carer's own health and capacity over time. People living with mental health conditions can also benefit directly from respite care. Providing a more comfortable environment, contact with new people, and access to structured activities and professional support can provide positive stimulation, reduce social isolation, introduce new coping strategies. Signs it might be time to consider respite care. Recognizing when a carer needs a break from caring is not always straightforward. Many carers are reluctant to acknowledge their own limits or to feel guilty about stepping back from a role they have committed deeply to. But there are consistent signs that suggest respite care should be considered sooner rather than later. Emotional signs are often the first to appear. A carer who is becoming increasingly irritable, tearful, or emotionally numb may be moving towards burnout. Feeling resentful of the person they care for is a common and understandable signal that emotional reserves are running low. Persistent anxiety, a sense of hopelessness about the future, or a feeling of being trapped in the caring role without any relief in sight are all indicators that the current level of support is not sustainable. Physical signs common among carers also warrant attention. Disrupted sleep, persistent fatigue, recurring physical illness, neglecting one's own medical needs. When a carer begins to feel their own health is deteriorating, this is a direct signal that the balance between caring and recovery has shifted too far in one direction. Behavioral changes can also indicate that respite is overdue. This affects carers who have stopped seeing friends, abandoned activities they previously enjoyed, or withdrawn from the support network. If the caring role has come to occupy every part of a person's life, leaving no space for rest, relationships, or personal identity, respite care comes as a necessary part of maintaining the carer's capacity to continue providing safe, effective, and compassionate support. Choosing the right respite care service. The right respite care service is well matched to the specific mental health needs of the person being supported, delivered by staff with relevant experience, and arranged to give the carer genuine, uninterrupted relief. When evaluating options, it is worth asking, does the service have experience supporting people with the specific condition or presentation involved? What does the staff-to-person ratio look like? How does the service handle changes in mental state or crisis situations? What information will be shared with the regular carer and wider clinical team? A carer's assessment through the local council can help identify funded options and ensure that both the carer's and the individual's needs are formally considered. For those who prefer to arrange private respite care, specialist providers, including mental health-focused staffing agencies, can match experienced support workers to individual requirements with greater flexibility. Nurseline Healthcare offers respite care services. At Nurseline Healthcare, we provide specialist respite care services designed to meet the complex needs of people living with mental health conditions and to give the carers a genuine, well-supported break. Our support workers and nursing staff are experienced in working with a range of mental health needs and are carefully matched to each person's care plan. We work with families, healthcare providers, and commissioning teams across the UK. To arrange care that fits, whether that is a few hours of in-home support each week, a planned short-term respite care residential placement, or a longer service during a period of carer absence. Our teams maintain the consistency, dignity, and relational quality of care that the people we support rely on. If you would like to find out more about how Nurseline Healthcare can support you or your loved ones, get in touch with our team today. Frequently asked questions: is respite care only for family carers, or can professional support workers access it as well? Respite care is primarily associated with family and unpaid carers, but the principles apply equally to professional support workers carrying intensive or long-term caseloads. In professional settings, adequate staffing levels, regular supervision, and planned leave are the equivalent mechanisms. How do I arrange respite care for someone with a mental health condition? The first step is to request a carer's assessment from your local council. This is a legal right under the CARE Act 2014 and can help you identify what support you are entitled to. The person you care for should also have a needs assessment to determine the appropriate level and type of respite care. If the council assesses a need, they may find some or all of the respite provision. You can also arrange respite independently through private providers or specialist mental health staffing agencies. What if the person I care for refuses to accept respite care? This is a common concern. Some people resist respite care out of anxiety about change, unfamiliar people, or fear of being a burden. Introducing the idea gradually, starting with short, low-pressure home visits from a support worker, can help build familiarity and trust before a longer arrangement is put in place. Involving the person in choosing their respite support gives them a greater sense of independence and reduces the likelihood of distress around the transition. Can respite care be arranged at short notice? Planned respite care tends to work better for everyone involved. It allows the person being supported to prepare for the change and reduces the disruption to their routine. However, emergency respite care is available in some areas for situations in which a carer is suddenly unable to continue, such as due to illness or a family crisis. Speaking to your local council's social care team or a specialist provider is the quickest route to accessing emergency cover.